Speech of December 2007 about policy. Policy should be both international and supranational. The national peculiarities must be adequately considered. The positive traits must be integrated and promoted, the negative forced back. Neutral qualities need not to be valued. Qualities that can be seen both positive and negative must be placed outside the brackets in the valuation. The international joining must be strengthened, supranational standards applied. A world government and its institutions are to stand above the national government and institutions. Only what the states have to govern alone should be entrusted to them. The dialogue with the world government remains unaffected. The world government should act contrary to national and international imbalances if this is righteous. It pays attention to the appropriate cooperation of the delegates of the states. It governs the dissolution of the separations of states. If the removal of the separating differences make these superfluous, it watches over the transfer of subsidies to the structurally weak areas and population groups. It establishes the financial balance between the non-profit institutions and the economy. It classes tax models with other ones. It pays heed to the proper contact of people, machines, and cyborgs among themselves and involves them in all major processes and institutions according to their power. It allows everyone for a comprehensive education according to the aptitudes and skills of individuals and coerces nobody to an inappropriate work. It ensures that everyone makes a living and honors outstanding achievements accordingly. It keeps a wary eye on the fight against crime and punishes wrongdoers righteously. It compensates the advantages and disadvantages that life brings along in different parts of the world. It allows for untroubled exercise of illusion and respects the word of L. It preserves the creation of L and controls the creation not dating from L. It caters for a natural environment as possible. It preserves the peace and cares for a strong force of police. It limits the control to the indispensable and protects the freedom so far as possible. It provides for laws that generally apply but takes the individuality of the individual into account without preference and disadvantage. It allows everybody an unimpeded access to the legislative programs so that everyone can inform themselves of the advisability of this acting at any time. Everyone must be able to inform themselves of desirable acting thoroughly.